We sit glued to the TV set all night.
And every day.
Why go into the outside world at all?
It's such a fright.
We got nothing better to do than watch TV and have a couple of
brews. Hello and welcome to TV Times 3, episode number 66. I'm Ray from ramblingsofatvhorror.com.
I'm Jason the TVaholic from tvaholic.com.
And I'm Emery from mytakeontv.com. Hello.
Hello.
How's everybody?
Well, okay.
I keep buying stuff. I'm not going to be able to spend money when I get to fly.
You need to stop that.
I know. It's a problem.
Or you need to buy the things that are relevant to your trip here.
I know. Anyway. So let's jump right into the news, because there's a lot of it this week. HBO has ordered 35 more episodes of Real Time with Bill Maher. I have never watched a single episode.
I used to watch when it first started, but I don't know. He kind of
and
became
I don't
bitter.
Think I ever intend to. So those of you who want to watch the next 35, go for it. HBO has also renewed Treme for a second season after only one airing.
Yeah, that's been happening a lot with the
cable networks.
With the premium nets.
Yeah.
They one episode out and it does pretty good and they're like, okay, let's get more of that. Did anybody watch that?
No. I recorded it. I didn't watch it though.
What are we asking me about?
Treme. Did you watch?
Yeah, I don't have Showtime. Or HBO,
it's on HBO.
Whatever.
It's on. Whatever.
I no longer have the pay channel, so no.
My Network TV has picked up off-cable rights to Burn Notice and Monk to begin airing next fall. That's good. I've never watched a single thing on My Network TV, so in keeping with it. Anyway, Seth Meyers from SNL will host the ESPYs this year. I'm not sure when they are, but he's hosting them. There's that. I like him, even though Saturday Night Live usually is not very consistent.
Yeah, but the best part of it is usually Weekend Update. You can usually count on that for at least a few good laughs.
Yes. American Idol's music director Ricky Minor to replace Kevin Eubanks on The Tonight Show. Eubanks' last show will be Friday, May 28th. I don't care. I don't watch American Idol. I don't watch Jay Leno's Tonight Show, so who cares? This is an interesting move. Sci-Fi has picked up the rights to WWE Friday Night SmackDown because, you know, that makes sense. As of October 1st, WWE, what next to end its run on the channel? What does that mean?
Whatever their WWE show is that they have now, They're not going to have two shows with the wrestling. They're just going to have Friday Night SmackDown.
Oh, yeah. Well, next is a competition series. They will also be moving the shows that normally air on Friday nights to Tuesday nights in the fall. And the people that are freaking out about it, calm down. They'll be fine. Warehouse 13 does really well on Tuesdays, so just deal with it.
I could see that move. I mean, of putting that's the marquee wrestling thing on. I understand it from the male demographic that watches that and trying to advertise to them their other sci-fi shows and stuff like that. But overall, every time anybody mentions wrestling on sci-fi, it just doesn't sound right.
No, it doesn't make any sense. Anyway, NBC has reportedly given Law & Order Los Angeles the 13-episode order. Same report that says that a 21st season of Law & Order is pretty much a done deal, and that a 12th season of SVU is also in the cards. So, no surprises there, except I don't see why we need another cop show that's going to be identical to the cop show we have already set in a different location.
If they're going to do that, why call it Law & Order Los Angeles if that's really going to be the name? Because, I mean, every one of the shows, I mean, you have Law & Order, but all the spinoffs have been some focus.
Well, they've been a different unit because they're all within New York. This one's going to be in L.A. It's going to be the same thing as Law & Order, just beat detectives with the law side of it. It's not going to be a special unit.
They could have done a special unit with inside of the Los Angeles Police Force. I don't know.
I don't think they wanted to do that.
It just seems weird. But I could totally see them picking up the others, not necessarily ratings-wise for Law & Order, but to make it the longest-running TV show.
Yeah, it's a no-brainer, even if it's for 10 episodes.
Yeah, it's kind of almost a have-to type of thing. Even if you can just run it as the longest and last season.
Yeah.
For the next season.
So TBS, in a surprise move, has signed Conan O'Brien to do a late-night show starting in the fall. Kind of came out of left field.
Yeah, I like that one. every report, everything you see coming out is they're close to or trying to work out a deal with Fox and trying to work out a deal with Fox, and then all of a sudden, hey, he's going to have a show on TBS.
Yes. And last but not least, USA has renewed Burn Notice for 2 more seasons past season 4, which means we'll get a 5 and a 6. Season 4 starts on June 3rd. So that's exciting.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's also an interesting one to...
Why?
To do two, like to say that you're going 2 seasons past the season that hasn't even aired yet. That's
That's all the rage. People are doing that left and right. CBS did it for comedies.
That's always an interesting move.
FX was originally picked up damages for seasons 2 and 3 when they had season 1 airing. All right, that's the news. It's time for primetime. Primetime! Running together! Oh my god. I would like to point out that people have still not gotten me that on DVD.
Sorry.
So, just keep that in mind. I'm still looking for that. I mean Hang Time. There's not actually a show called Primetime for those
of you new.
Maybe
that's the confusion, is they've been...
Maybe that's...
has people been
hang
searching
time,
for...
Run it together! Leaving it on the line. Hang Time! See, that makes more sense. Anyway. Up first, The Amazing Race, Season 16, Episode 9. Dumb did us in. Leg 9, Malaysia to Singapore. Well, Ray, yeah. It worked.
It did. Ray and I last week we did that, but...
we wanted Carol and Brandy to get kicked. We loved them because 2 weeks ago we loved Steve and Allie, and well, not loved them, but liked them better than the rest of the idiots. We liked them the most, and then they got kicked off. So we said we liked Carol and Brandy the most, and then they got kicked off. So this week I'm going with. I don't know. I don't know. I hate them all.
Was that the team that you really wanted to get kicked off? Or was that the team that you...
Yeah, that's why we said it worked. Yeah.
Well, I wasn't sure if there was some sarcasm in the it worked.
Oh, no. There's no teams left that we like. Except maybe the...
And that it figured out what team you really, really liked and sent them packing.
No.
I like the Cowboys.
Yeah, I think that's for real who I would want to see win. But I don't like
that'll
anything.
That'll happen, but...
Yeah.
Although, I don't know, they're all dumb at this point, so maybe.
Yeah, they really are. The dumbest teams are left. Ooh, I keep yawning, because I didn't get much sleep, because I stayed up to watch Doctor Who. Anyway.
And the Swedish fish haven't kicked in yet, huh?
No, if anything, the Swedish fish are knocking me out because of the red dot. Sometimes that puts me to sleep. And my TV is tilting to the right a little bit. I'm not really sure how to fix that. Anyway, that's it for The Amazing Race. I'm over this season.
I haven't even watched an episode of it, but what you guys have been talking about, I laughed when I typed in the title of the episode.
Yes. All right. Next up, 24, Season 8, Episode 17, Day 8, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. And I really only have one thing to say. I'm super pissed. Super pissed! Because I love, spoiler alert, Renee. That's really all I have to say, though.
Yeah, it's one of those moves that I minutely kind of just a little bit see from a story perspective of what they're going to use to drive the rest of the season.
So kill Kim, don't kill Renee.
But that's happened to him so many times that it's like something different you would think would need to happen to actually be a twist. That's the thing, is like this last season is kind of showing why it's turning out that this is good, that this is the last season. Because how many more times can you have a mole in CTU? How many more times can CTU basically get destroyed? How many times can somebody that Jack Bauer falls in love with get killed?
Every time, which pisses me off.
And so, going out for the end season, they could have found something else to drive him being still involved in the case. Heck, even just an attempt, or that Renee knew somebody, and that Chloe was now... acting head of CTU should have been enough. She could have asked him to stay, and he would have, probably. But, I don't know. Too many things happened this season that, while I've kind of liked the season, overall, it's definitely showing signs of being time to go.
Yes. Yes, it is. And, I mean, I love Kiefer Sutherland. I love him to death, so I'll be sad to see 24 go. But if they keep killing people, and the big spoiler that I heard, which is going to kind of be a big jump the shark moment, as if they haven't done that already, I'm not going to say it down here. I don't know. This season's going to leave me with a bad taste in my mouth. That's all I'll say. And that's really all I have to say about 24, because I don't want to beat it to the ground. I'm just really pissed about Renee Walker. Anyway, Life Unexpected, Season 1, episode 13, Love Unexpected season finale. Season finale.
That's right, CW, bring back this show for another season.
I think it was cowardly of Kate to almost taunt Baze with kissing Ryan to seal the deal as the wedding, you know, as a married couple. Because I have trouble rooting for someone to cheat on their spouse.
Why did you see it as taunting him?
Not taunting him. I just, like, I don't know. I just didn't like that move. Because now I am a Baze fan, so I'm going to have trouble rooting for Kate to be with Baze if she's married.
Well, she was already married. It was the time for the kiss the bride to take place, so that ship had sailed.
So really what you have a problem with is the show having married her.
Yes.
Okay.
I think that that move there was her trying to tell Ryan, look, even though he just ran in the door, I'm with you. We just got married. I'm with you.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the episode worked really well. I mean, everything played into driving the next thing throughout the episode. Each conversation with the different characters had with changed their motivation or their thought process for what they did next, and nothing was really extraneous to the episode. And then the episode as a whole had, inside of it, had some pretty close to amazing moments for some of the actors to play. Ryan and Lux outside the church, that was a pretty good scene for him, especially. Lux at the end, when Baze crashes through the doors, the look on her face, the realization that while she was kind of right in what she was saying to Kate earlier, that she just realized that her big dream of having them as a whole family just went away.
Well, yeah, because she was so wishy-washy about it and like, oh, Baze loves you, you should love Baze. But no, Baze will never be reliable, you shouldn't love Baze. And then she was like, oh, I guess we missed our chance because Baze does love her. And then she just married Ryan. I don't know. I liked it. I didn't love it.
And then I thought the also when Kate came over and talked to Baze, that was a good moment for her. But his reaction, the reaction shot of after he says that he's not in love with her and she leaves. And then also the scene with mostly the second scene with Baze and his father. Like, everybody got a moment of the main cast. Everybody got a chance to show their sort of acting skill. Their, you know, that Christopher Palaha is more than just the fun guy. He can actually play the more dramatic.
Yep.
But it definitely leaves things in a, like, if he had never crashed through the door and was never on his way there, it would have left things in a sort of tied up, but that right. Definitely leaves, no, you need another season. You can't leave it there.
Ray, what'd you think?
I mean, I enjoyed the episode, I guess. I don't care for the triangle anyway.
Well, I thought they weren't doing the triangle. I thought they weren't going to do that. And then, like, all interviews that were given were like, oh, it's not a typical triangle. It's not going to be Baze versus Ryan, and then here it is at the end that it is.
Exactly. So I had real problems with that. I really like Ryan, so I would have kind of preferred to see how that worked out, how they have to struggle because he's not the father and whatever. And it doesn't seem like they're going that way. I also have a problem with the idea that if they're going to continue the triangle thing, now they're married. So that makes it a lot trickier.
Yeah. Like there's a different married and rooting for, like, for example, in Alias, I was rooting for Vaughn to cheat on Lauren every step he could. Because I was a Vaughn and Sydney fan and I hated Lauren. But in this situation, I like Ryan. I like Baze. She's married to Ryan. I now support her with Ryan. You know, I just can't be like, okay, cheat on Ryan. Yay. Because I like the character.
I don't know that I ever felt that way about... I didn't hate Lauren as much as other people did anyway.
Oh,
but
I hated her. Because she was a mouth breather and I can't stand that. Anyway, continue.
Anyway.
As long as it was a good reason.
I mean, I just think that they've just made it difficult, and they put themselves in a hard spot. Like, how do they resolve it? How do we take these characters seriously? I actually would have preferred it maybe if they had said, maybe we're going too fast. Maybe, you know what I mean? Your decision to try to get married this fast is just you trying to quickly get it done with so that you don't have a choice. You know what I mean? Because that's really why she was trying to push it so fast. Or if they had done the opposite, where they had Baze say that he loved her, but then realize, just like she did earlier, that he just had unresolved feelings, that he just, you know what I mean? Like something like that. But instead, now it's they both have feelings, and I don't know. I just, I don't really care for her. I guess I just don't care for it being about that. Like, I want the show to be about Lux and whatever. Like, I kind of liked where Lux was unsure, because for Lux it would mean having a family that she never had. You know what I mean? Like, I understood why she wanted it, but I just don't really care for it being the focus of the show, which is what it seems like it's going to be. So
exactly.
So whatever.
So that's Life Unexpected. I do hope it comes back for season two. Because they do have a whole wealth of things to follow, but we'll see. We'll see. It's a good sign that Sophia Bush signed up for a pilot. I mean, it is in second position to One Tree Hill, but who knows?
I think it's also a semi-good sign that they're going to start replaying Life Unexpected.
Yes, and the ratings went up on the finale. So things are working for it, guys. All right, Lost. Season 6, Episode 12. Everybody loves Hugo. This is kind of a Hurley and Desmond episode. Am I right?
Uh-huh.
I liked it. I really liked this episode. And I think I'm finally on board with the, okay, I'll just sit back and wait for them to give me something. It took me 12 episodes of 18 hours, but I'm still ready. I'm officially ready. I had no idea they were going to blow her up.
I didn't either.
I mean, when she was clearly walking around with the dynamite and, like, throwing things in the bag, I knew that it was time, but I had no idea. No idea. And so it was very shocking. I was like, what? Oh my gosh. And that was my exact reaction.
Yeah, well, it's kind of shocking just from all her talk of she had trained to protect them all this time. And away from it, you think, okay, they've brought on somebody. She seems to be important. There's even been a small flashback of when Jacob found her and stuff like that, and then for the character to be blown up like that, I was like, wait, that seems weird. It seemed like a shocking moment for the sake of having a shocking moment, almost.
Yeah. I don't know, I really liked it. So are they starting to, is it all going to be about we need to find our soulmate type situation? Because now Hurley's remembering because of Libby, and we all thought that, oh no, it's not going to be about love? I don't know. And why did Desmond run John Locke over with his car? Two thoughts. Go ahead.
To show that it's not.
I guess.
Because Locke already has his in this time frame. My thought was that his way of seeing it was he needed another sort of tragic happening. Something to happen to him for him to experience seeing the other time frame. And then possibly also because it'll get him to the hospital, which he'll see Jack. And so maybe somewhere in there, Jack starts to see.
Well, yes, because Jack's the only doctor in all of L.A.
That's how these things work, is to tie these things up. You don't go to another hospital where you don't have a character that works. That's just where I think that it's going to end up. The other is that in one time frame, Desmond was pissed that he got pushed down a well, and so he decided to take it out on Locke in the other one.
I guess.
I don't know. I just didn't feel like he had any kind of... he wasn't showing any kind of anger in the other world that would indicate that that's what it was about for me.
Right.
I mean, maybe it was, and it just wasn't... I don't know. I just didn't feel like Desmond showed that was a reaction to what had just happened. So even though I understand that why some people think that, I just feel like if that was so, then the acting wasn't very good in that scene.
Yeah, I think it's
and
the
I don't
other.
Usually feel that way about Desmond, so I just...
So, yeah, it's probably...
I think that the shot of Locke laying there is him experiencing the... Well, a lot of pain, probably.
The excruciating pain of being hit by a car.
But also the other...
Oh, funny story. My brother was hit by a car this week. Not like...
Okay, you're going to have to explain why that's a funny story, but...
He was leaving the Phillies game, and some guy wasn't paying attention, so, like, he was nudged by a car and rolled up really slowly onto this guy's hood. and like rolled off of it really slowly. It was amazing. I mean, he's not hurt. He just broke his watch, which was hysterical. So I apologize if people have been hit by a car and don't think that's funny, but I do. So anyway, back to Lost. Anywho.
Anybody else have any hit by a car stories?
Nope.
So yeah,
well, it feels
I don't
like
know.
Your brother was in an episode of It's always Sunny.
Yeah, seriously, that's what I first thought of when it happened. It's like, oh my god, he's Dennis. Yeah. So, Lost. We only have a couple episodes left, guys. I'm getting nervous.
Well, I like that the previous episode that looked like, you know, the Desmond-centric episode that looked like it was going to be the change to drive the rest of the episodes, you know, was.
That's right.
And then you can't really, if for the rest of it, Desmond shows up in all the alternate, you know, flash sideways, that's...
Oh, he totally is going to now.
That just seems like a good thing to me.
Yeah. All right. Lost. Now we're moving on. Glee is back, everybody! Woo! Glee, season 1, episode 14. Hello! All right, nobody has anything to say.
Well, we thought we'd leave the floor open for you.
That was good.
For any singing. I liked it. I liked it. Having this, I don't want to sound like a jerk. Okay, having seen the next episode, though. Having seen the next episode, I watched this episode like, oh my god, this is good, but next week's great kind of feeling. So I don't know. I liked it, though, and I really thought it was a good way to bring us back. You know, they kind of followed up right where we had left them, and I don't know, I just really enjoy the show, and even if there's something that bothers people, or if there's some story or some storyline that just doesn't work or people have a problem with, I don't know, it's just a show I enjoy watching regardless. Anyway,
the only thing in this episode, I mean, I thought it was good. I thought that the music really played into driving the story forward. Mm-hmm. It felt even more than previous episodes. The time inside the episode, I kind of understand it. You try and, you know, when you do something episodic, you do something that takes a story across one episode while mm-hmm. also telling a story across a season. But sometimes things happen within this show that it seems like bizarrely fast or out of sync of how long something like that would really take. Or things happen during the school year that they would happen some other time in the school year or...
Like what?
Or stuff like that. Well, that's going back to, like, the yearbook episode.
Mm-hmm.
That one was strange because you weren't exactly sure when, because, you know, people had their yearbooks or whatever. It seems strange because that wouldn't happen until towards the end of the year. But
right. But
within this episode, I don't know, just the way, although I mean, Rachel's always been that way, sort of quick to relationship herself with,
right.
with anybody. But some of that just seemed, I don't know, it just seemed to go so quick. But it also was to set up where they're, you know, taking the rest of the season.
Right.
Hmm.
What's that, Ray?
Nothing. Schuster was kind of an ass in this episode.
Yeah, I agree. He's kind of a slut.
Yep.
I don't know. I like Idina Menzel when she sings. I think she was not a good actress. She really bothered me. But I'll hold out a judgment until I see more of her, and hopefully she'll get to sing. Because what's the point of having her there if she's not going to sing?
I'm going to assume she gets to sing.
Yeah.
They look so much alike, though, it's a little distracting.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, they do look alike. They do.
As if somebody maybe should say, oh my god, you look like Rachel.
Yeah. I'm sure it'll come up. But yeah, Madonna episode's next week, and that's all I'll say.
Well, I want to ask a question since you've seen next week's episode.
I don't want to spoil anything for Ray.
Well, there's no everybody knows that there's a Vogue video. You can't have not.
So, Ray, if you didn't know, spoiler alert. Anyway, question?
So, what do you think of them using that as a marketing tool for the next episode?
I think it's crap. That's all I really want to say, because I don't want to spoil the episode, but I think it's crap that they're going to pull that from the middle of the episode and not explain it. They are overhyping it to a ridiculous degree, and they're going to ruin a really nice reveal. That's all I'll say. That's Glee, guys.
Yeah, that's. I thought that there was enough to just say that, you know, it's a Madonna-focused episode. Yeah. And that they use that, I'm not sure that, because it seems to me at this point, I'm not sure that stuff like that gets any more viewers. Like, nobody that...
I don't think it does.
Nobody that watched that or saw that that has never watched the show before, I don't think is going to go, oh, I'm going to watch the show now.
Right.
It may make some people that watch the show more excited, potentially, to see, you know, what else the episode has to offer. But that sort of looks like sort of a big number when you do a full video experience that they do on the show. That,
right.
And with Sue, that seems like a big thing to pull out of the episode. So
yes, I
think that while you could use it to get people that are already going to watch more excited to watch, it might dampen what they see, though, once they get there.
Mm-hmm.
Especially since they were going to watch anyways. That's all, you know, it doesn't
make sense.
So
I suggest that everybody watches it next week, regardless of the fact that they released it. That's Glee. Glee. Glad it's back. I love Glee. And now, our final show of the season. I mean, damn it, of the episode. Supernatural! The 100th episode. What is it called? Hell, no, Point of No Return, Season 5, Episode 18. What do you think, Ray? I think we have the same thoughts.
You do?
I do.
I enjoyed it. I thought it was a really good episode. Probably one of their best this season. However, I have an issue.
Okay.
It's an issue with Adam. Who feels very much like a very convenient plot device.
Yes.
I mean, I know we were introduced to him earlier, so he wasn't quite, like, it wasn't like he just appeared in this episode or anything. And they didn't actually end up using him as a substitute for Dean as a vessel. You know what I mean? Instead of Dean, like, which really would have been convenient. Like, it would have been too easy of a solution to the idea that Dean and Sam are the only possibilities for vessels.
Right.
For the devil and for Michael, whatever.
Right.
And they faked us out with that, just like they faked them out in that they were just using him as a trap to get Dean there. But I still think that his appearance in the show itself is rather convenient for creating air. You know, I don't know.
I completely get that.
It will continue to bug me, but other than that, I thought it was a really good episode.
I thought it wasn't big enough for a 100th episode.
See, Dan is the one who said that.
Then I agree with Dan, not you. No, I thought it was a good episode, but I agree that I don't, like, I agree, I guess, with Dan, but I did. I thought it was great, but I don't know. Maybe I was expecting more. I don't know.
I wonder if they knew that the 100th episode would be what it, you know what I mean? Like, where it falls in the story. Because I think that part of the reason it couldn't be bigger or it couldn't be more whatever was because of where it falls. Because that's not, you know what I mean? They can't be at a place where they can have a bigger battle at this moment. So,
right.
I don't know.
Well, I'm interested to see where it goes from here. Now, I mean, I'm having trouble viewing this season the same as I would have earlier in the season if season 6 wasn't happening. But I still love the show. I'm still enjoying it. And I think they're in a good place to have a really good run for the rest of the year. I don't know. Not as worried about our boys as I would be, basically.
Yeah, I know. Obviously, somebody's going to survive. So it's not like
exactly.
We have to worry about them dying. And obviously,
I will say
the
that
world,
I liked
to some degree, is going to survive. Sorry,
Castiel putting the hurt on Dean. That was pretty fun. Anyway, okay, so that's our show for the day. We are done talking about prime time, and I'm still really stuffy, and I can't get over it. It's really pissing me off.
We just zipped right through that.
Yeah, I know.
That's
craziness.
Gonna be the shortest episode ever.
I gotta go to my parents anyway, so it's fine.
I just didn't have a lot to say about TV this week.
I know. I didn't. I felt the same way. Like there wasn't much. There wasn't enough for me to really have a lot to say about anything. So, that's that.
There's much on. All right, well, If you would like to say something about TV or you have some feedback for us, you can leave us a comment on our website at tvtimes3.com.
Spell it all out.
Yeah, let us know what you thought about any of these shows that we just talked about.
Or any of the comments we had about those shows. Or you can Twitter us at... Sorry. At twitter.com. I forgot what the website was. Twitter.com, TVTimes3. I don't know why.
You forgot what Twitter... You forgot what the Twitter website was?
No, I was... I was about to say tvtimes3.twitter.com, and that's not right. That's why I was stopping myself. I was like, oh, no, that's all right. Whatever. Our music today, none of it was provided by Amory.
I know, I didn't feel like singing today.
But the rest of it was provided by IODApe from onet.com. The song is TV Party by the Asylum Street Spankers from their Mercurial title put out by Yellow Dog Records.
Yeah, not even any songs from Glee or anything, like while we were talking about it.
I didn't feel like singing, but...
She's stuffy.
Yeah, I am. I'll sing next week, though. You betcha. I will sing next week.
Are you going to bring your Madonna next week?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, I gotta go.
Alrighty.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye.
We sit glued to the TV set all night. Why go into the outside world at all?
It's such a fright.
We got nothing better to do than watch TV and have a couple of brews.
Okay, so we're good to go, I think.
All right. Sorry. I was taking a drink.
God, Ray.
I'm going to start now. Hello and welcome to episode... Hold on, I screwed it up.
In my head, no, all I kept hearing is hello and welcome to season 5.
Yeah.
Season 5? What? That's all I kept hearing. Anyway.
All right, sorry. Now I'm really starting.
Take
hello
2.
And,
Take 3.
All right.